It's exactly 18 minutes to 6. Now on Newsbeat, a sound I bet you never thought you'd hear on Radio 1. The sound of commercial radio, but not from our friends across the road in central London. That jingle comes from across the Irish Sea. In the last 4 years, dozens of pirate radio stations have opened in the Republic of Ireland because of a loophole in the law there, and they've defied repeated attempts by the authorities to sink them. Newsbeat reporter Mike Shields recently checked out one of the dozen or so pirate radio stations in Dublin and asked manager Alan Russell how they'd succeeded in flourishing despite the fact that they were breaking the law.
It's an Irish situation. It's a bit hard possibly to comprehend at first sight, but it's what's known as turning a blind eye, because it would cause too much trouble at this stage to get rid of the stations without replacing them with legalized commercial radio. So that's what the government in fact is doing. They're letting the existing stations broadcast until such time as the local broadcasting bill has been passed and legalized commercial radio established. At that stage, and a further bill will be passed, bringing in stiffer fines, closing the loopholes, which will make it impossible for independent operators to continue unless they actually get a franchise.
Alan Russell's Capital Radio is at the top of a ramshackle building overlooking Dublin's River Liffey. The studio monitor is an ordinary tranny, the technical equipment converted bits of an old amplifier, and the highest paid DJ gets £2 a week. Others do it for the love of it.
It's one voluntary basis, yes, but the disc jockeys in our new location set up will, in fact, be able to get expenses paid like tax. And if they're coming in the middle of the night to do a broadcast, even the BBC, I think, pay taxi fares, and even Capital Radio will be paying the taxi fares as well. But under the present situation, it is impossible to pay everybody. If any station did that in the whole city, they go off the air very quickly. It takes a lot of money to run a local radio station. They also gain something from it. Obviously, they're well known, and they always have the chance of going on to, when the licenses are given out, going on to a legal radio station, earning a lot of money for themselves in that.
And you feel that's a much better training ground than formal schools and the sort of thing that we're trying to do in England?
No, obviously it is. If there is a school of broadcasting, it is much better, but there is nothing. It's practical, for a start. You are broadcasting, and if you make a mistake, you are going to be picked up on it, not only by the people in here, but by the listeners, too. But there is no training school in Dublin for broadcasting, and I think it's an excellent idea. It has worked in the past. We've proved it can work, and they have produced some excellent broadcasters.
Of commercial radio in Dublin ends tonight's Newsbeat. Now, quickly back to the British Broadcasting Corporation in London.